Riverside Healthcare puts the health and wellness information you need well within reach.
Hello, listeners, and thanks for tuning in to the Well Within Reach podcast brought to you by Riverside Healthcare. I'm your host, Liz Unruh, and joining me today is Bryce Wasik, who is an exercise physiologist with Riverside Cardiopulmonary Rehab. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
So before we get started, we're going to hear a quick message about MyChart.
Healthcare can be confusing, but thanks to your MyRiverside MyChart, you can easily manage not only your care, but your family's as well. With a single click, your MyRiverside MyChart lets you stay well connected to the same information your provider sees. You can view your health history, get test results, request prescription refills, pay your bill, or make an appointment. Manage your care from anywhere, your laptop, phone, or tablet. Learn more and enroll today at riversidemychart.org.
And we're back. So the thing that people are curious about is what our topic is today. And we're going to be talking about staying active in the summer heat. But before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Well, I'm originally from up north, so not very far from Kankakee in general. Kind of went to school for exercise physiology, but I was also being a active person growing up. I was playing hockey, baseball, did any kind of sport I can. Baseball took most of the summertime for me, so it was quick and easy. Kind of knew most of what to do.
Yeah, for sure. And you've been with Riverside for about a year now, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Yeah, it's exciting. So you're a great person to talk to us about staying active in the summer heat, playing baseball. I'm sure you have a lot of experience with this, but why is staying active important during the summer months, and how does the heat impact our bodies respond to physical activity?
Well, the biggest answer to that is, obviously, if you're staying active, say during the wintertime, you're secluded from going outside as often, because all you're probably going to be doing when you're outside is shoveling the snow, maybe shoveling your sidewalks as well, but keeping it nice and clean so that you could get your cars out. During the summertime, you obviously got to keep care of plants, yards, your pool, if somebody has a pool, and even yourself. A lot of people kind of, when they are exercising over the wintertime and they stop during the summertime to just be able to do their yard work, they kind of lose that progression, especially if they're doing muscle growth or just any kind of cardiac respiratory progression. So if they're building up that cardio strength, doing walking, jogging, bikes, that's all great times to do it during the summertime. Yes, you could do that during the wintertime, but it's going to be more not so wanted to do, because you're going to be inside on your own time. You're going to be on a treadmill or even a recumbent bike, so something stationary, and you can't really go and see everything.
Yeah. The views are definitely better during the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously there are some risks associated with extreme heat as it relates to heart health, particularly with those individuals who might have conditions like hypertension or congestive heart failure. Can you talk about some of those risks?
So if somebody's with big risks like that, they have increased heart rate, their blood pressure is going to be going up, there's going to be more strain on the heart. Obviously, a lot of the times there's going to be a lot of strain on the muscle as well. But that heart is going to be working a lot faster, especially on overdrive when they are trying to cool themselves off, especially in the shade. People with heart failure, they're trying to get that fluid away from the heart. But it's also a risk for blood clots. So if you're trying to keep that blood circulation moving, that exercise, yes, will help, but that heat is going to cause a lot of issues because of that fluid buildup and stress on that muscle.
Yeah, for sure. I could see where it would almost seem like the heat makes it worse. I know something that I've heard about is heat exhaustion or heat stroke. How are these conditions related to our cardiovascular system?
So with the heat stroke, your body temperature is increasing, but it's staying at a relatively normal area. Yes, it's still in that dangerous area, but it's able to be treated if you get medical help right away and try and help cool yourself off as fast as you can. The exhaustion, it's a little more of a moderate tone for the heat stroke. It's still a little bit dangerous if it's not untreated. It's still fighting its hardest to basically cool its body system off. So obviously, increased heart rate, blood pressure, more work to that heart, causing more strain on the muscle as well. So trying to cool that body off is the best way to help with that.
Yeah, for sure. Going inside, getting some cool water, you know, feeling the air conditioning, those definitely would help. Are there some safe ways for people, especially, you know, our older adults who may have more of those heart issues, to stay active in the heat without overexerting themselves?
Yeah, there's plenty of using lighter clothes, biggest option, especially if somebody's going to be exercising in the yard or riding a bike, walking fast, that kind of stuff. You want a little bit lighter clothes, so something breathable, slinky kind of material, so that it's not so drenched in that sweat. Obviously, water on hand, yes, taking rest breaks is exceptionally the best option, especially if somebody is starting to feel that clammy skin, their body temperature is like really not able to cool off. Take that rest break, sit down in the shade, even if it's right next to a tree. If you're with somebody, have them grab some water for you.
Yeah, for sure. I think those are great pieces of advice. For someone with a known heart condition, what are some signs or symptoms that should prompt them to stop exercising immediately and maybe seek medical attention?
A lot of dizziness, fatigue, nausea, that muscle cramp as well, clammy feeling, if they're basically going pale in a sense. So those heat stroke signs and symptoms are the biggest option to look for. Even if your heart feels like it's racing, that is one of the biggest ones to look for.
Well, we're going to take a quick break to learn about primary care. Consistency is being able to count on someone to be there for you when you need them. At Riverside Healthcare, your primary care provider is dedicated to being in your corner and helping you and your family stay healthy and thrive. Find the right primary care provider for you at myrhc.net/acceptingnew. From annual screenings to well checks and everything in between, having a primary care provider that you can trust makes all the difference. And we're back. So one of the things you've mentioned a few times is making sure that you're drinking water. So hydration is obviously key in the heat, but how does dehydration affect the heart and what role does it play in increasing cardiovascular risk during outdoor activity?
So that basically just saying your body's going to be working twice as hard to try and get that oxygenated blood to the organs, to the cells all over the body, and all of those kind of need water. So oxygenation with that water helps get it out to the muscles, the cells, the organs to help them prevent that failure.
I can always tell when I don't drink enough water when I'm outside because like you start getting like the cramps and all of that. So it's for sure an important part of being outside in the heat. Are there better times of day to exercise during the hot summer months? And are there types of exercises that you would recommend avoiding altogether in the heat?
Yes, there are. Early mornings, late evenings, those are the easiest options because the weather in the morning is going to be a lot cooler than it is, say, 11 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, like that. Because the sun's going to be at the highest peak at that point. No wind. The sun's going to be directly right above you. So everything's going to be covered. There's no shade, no water. So either doing it in the mornings before, say, about 8 or so, give or take, and then late evenings after dinner so that you have some kind of energy to be able to exercise as well.
Yeah, you got to feed your body in order to get that energy to do that exercises. So how do the medications, kind of like beta blockers or diuretics, impact a person's ability to tolerate heat and exercise?
So the beta blockers, they are more to help slow the heart rate down and restrict that blood flow to the skin, limiting that cooling effect that that body is able to do. The diuretics kind of helping remove that excess fluid, the water, which also leads you towards that dehydration, which then looking back, you want to get some water in you. Once you take that diuretic.
Yeah, double-edged sword right there.
Yeah,
for sure. So the biggest thing that we always talk about when it comes to heart health is prevention. So let's talk prevention. What proactive steps can individuals take before, during, and after physical activity to protect their heart health this summer?
Big one, checking on the weather. If it's going to be, say, give or take a good solid 90 plus, want to look as well into the air quality index, the UV, but also trying to get some exercise. Use that intuition to work during the mornings when it's a little bit cooler, not so 70, 80. Still a little bit cooler, but it's not so humid, not so hot, not beating down right on you with that sun. Take rest breaks. Everyone kind of needs them. You're going to be overexerting yourself a lot. And afterwards, get a cooling shower, a cool towel, light clothes, and that's as well with before, wear those lighter clothes so that you can breathe easier.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's an important part, you know, making sure you're staying hydrated, that you're wearing those light clothes that are breathable. I think that's some really great advice. Well, thank you for joining us today, Bryce. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Just be safe, honestly.
Yeah. Make sure you drink your water, right?
Yes. Water, be safe, take rest breaks. Don't end up in the hospital.
Yes, that's a great advice. You know, listen to your body. Make sure you're not overexerting yourself. Well, thank you again for joining us today. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into the Well Within Reach podcast brought to you by Riverside Healthcare. To learn more about Riverside Healthcare, visit riversidehealthcare.org.